Érettségi vizsga angol nyelvből. Hallott szöveg értése középszint.
Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on this CD, and the tasks and instructions are printed in your test booklet. There will be three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The tasks will begin with some music, and then you will hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the CD, in order to give you some time to look at the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After another short silent period, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections and with breaks between the sections, in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. You will also have some time to check your work at the end of each task. Please note that the first item in each task, marked with a tick, is always an example. The whole test is about 30 minutes long. Good luck! Task 1. In this section, you are going to hear a true story about a dangerous python. Your task will be to give short answers to the questions below. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again. But this time, we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now, look at the task in your booklet. Now, listen to the recording.
Italian police seized a rare albino python in Rome on Wednesday in a raid on a group of drug traffickers. The 3-metre-long reptile attacked police when they burst into the dealer's apartment where they were preparing the cocaine for distribution. The special branch of the Italian police had to be called in to capture the python. Police officer Lieutenant Luca Bellini said, "When we went in, we found the python right behind the door waiting for us, just like a proper guard dog. We were surprised to find a large packet of very pure cocaine under the snake that it was jealously guarding. From our investigation, we can say it had been trained to watch over the drugs. The snake had been starved for 7 days to make it extremely aggressive, but it calmed down after it was given some chicken. The python, which the special branch said originated from Guinea and was worth a great deal of money, was taken to a reptile house. Police seized around 5 kilograms of cocaine and arrested 12 people in the operation.
Now, listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Italian police seized a rare albino python in Rome on Wednesday in a raid on a group of drug traffickers. The 3-meter-long reptile attacked police when they burst into the dealer's apartment where they were preparing the cocaine for distribution. The special branch of the Italian police had to be called in to capture the python. Police officer Lieutenant Luca Bellini said, "When we went in, we found the python right behind the door waiting for us, just like a proper guard dog. We were surprised to find a large packet of very pure cocaine under the snake that it was jealously guarding. From our investigation, we can say it had been trained to watch over the drugs. The snake had been starved for 7 days to make it extremely aggressive, but it calmed down after it was given some chicken." The python, which the special branch said originated from Guinea and was worth a great deal of money, was taken to a reptile house. Police seized around 5 kilograms of cocaine and arrested 12 people in the operation.
That is the end of Task 1. Task 2. In this section, you will hear an interview with Chris Young, an American country singer. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true. Write B if the statement is false. And write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true, B means false, C means the text does not say. Now, look at the task in your booklet. Now, listen to the recording.
I'm 6'4", he's 5'10". Still I look up to him like I did when I was just a kid.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with NashvilleAbout.com. You played a new song at a recent showcase in Nashville. Can you tell us about the song itself?
I wanted the first public performance of He's My Dad to be really special and a surprise to my stepdad, Michael. The song is about what it means to have a stepdad like mine who walks into your life and becomes your dad. We laugh all the time about how much my sister and I are like Michael, but we don't look like him. When he and my mom met, I was only 9, and I was 10 when they got married. My stepdad has been there every step of the way for me. He's encouraged my music, my education, and my ambition.
Can you tell us a little history on how you decided that you wanted to be a country music performer?
When I first started singing at 9, all the kids wanted to be performers when they grew up. I wanted to be an astronaut. When I got into high school and all the other students wanted to be professional singers, I was thinking about being a lawyer. When I turned 16, I realized that I was really, really happy when I was on stage and that I loved singing. I couldn't imagine doing anything else. Now, I can't imagine doing anything else.
What preparations have you done in your life to get to this point?
I took voice lessons from the time I was 9 until last year. I've performed every chance I've got, and I took every chance to learn more about music.
Can you tell us if you're going to be around for the Country Music Festival this year? If so, are you going to have a fan club party?
Of course. My fan club party is open to the public on Demonbrune Street in Nashville, June 10th from 6 to 8 p.m. This show is free and open to the public.
Speaking of fans, you have an ever-growing list of fans, myself included. Can you answer some personal questions for them? What's your most embarrassing moment?
When I was 12, I was singing at a dinner party in front of a huge audience and forgot the words.
What's the best day you could ever imagine?
The day I get to sign a record contract.
Thanks for the interview and good luck with the Country Music Festival.
Thank you very much.
He's my dad.
Now, listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
I'm 6'4", he's 5'10". Still I look up to him like I did when I was just a kid.
When Hi, Chris. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with NashvilleAbout.com. You played a new song at a recent showcase in Nashville. Can you tell us about the song itself?
I wanted the first public performance of He's My Dad to be really special and a surprise to my stepdad, Michael. The song is about what it means to have a stepdad like mine who walks into your life and becomes your dad. We laugh all the time about how much my sister and I are like Michael, but we don't look like him. When he and my mom met, I was only 9, and I was 10 when they got married. My stepdad has been there every step of the way for me. He's encouraged my music, my education, and my ambition.
Can you tell us a little history on how you decided that you wanted to be a country music performer?
When I first started singing at 9, all the kids wanted to be performers when they grew up. I wanted to be an astronaut. When I got into high school, and all the other students wanted to be professional singers, I was thinking about being a lawyer. When I turned 16, I realized that I was really, really happy when I was on stage and that I loved singing. I couldn't imagine doing anything else. Now, I can't imagine doing anything else.
What preparations have you done in your life to get to this point?
I took voice lessons from the time I was 9 until last year. I've performed every chance I've got, and I took every chance to learn more about music.
Can you tell us if you're going to be around for the Country Music Festival this year? If so, are you going to have a fan club party?
Of course. My fan club party is open to the public on Demonbrun Street in Nashville, June 10th from 6 to 8 p.m. This show is free and open to the public.
Speaking of fans, you have an ever-growing list of fans, myself included. Can you answer some personal questions for them? What's your most embarrassing moment?
When I was 12, I was singing at a dinner party in front of a huge audience and forgot the words.
What's the best day you could ever imagine?
The day I get to sign a record contract.
Thanks for the interview and good luck with the Country Music Festival.
Thank you very much.
He's my dad.
That is the end of Task 2. Task 3. In this section, you're going to hear Brian Hill, who is giving some tourists information about a national park in Christchurch, New Zealand. Your task is to write the letter of the correct answer into the boxes on the right. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. At the end, you will have some more time to check your work. Now, look at the task in your booklet. Now, listen to the recording.
Hello, and welcome to Crown Plaza Hotel. You are from Central Europe, aren't you? We are very happy to have you here in Christchurch, New Zealand. My name is Brian Hill from Willowbank Wildlife Reserve. On my right is Mick Jones, who is a trek guide, and on my left is David Andrews from Christchurch Tourist Information Centre. Did you know that Christchurch is the biggest city on the South Island? We have more people here than the capital, Wellington. Auckland, on the North Island, which is the only city in the country with more than 1 million inhabitants, is of course bigger. Let me give you some information about Willowbank Wildlife Park. The park has three different areas for animals. First, you walk through the area called Wild New Zealand, with animals such as deer and kangaroos that were brought from abroad. Then you wander through Heritage New Zealand, where there are domestic animals like pigs, goats, and sheep. They were also originally brought in from other countries. The final part of your journey will take you through Natural New Zealand, where you can see some of the species that make up our totally unique native wildlife, our flora, and our culture. For example, the kea, the world's only alpine parrot. Your guide will carry honey which attracts them, and they may even sit on your shoulder. And the tuatara, a living dinosaur which hasn't changed for 220 million years. Or the blue duck, whose Maori name is Wiu, after the strange call of the male bird. The wildlife reserve is open from 9:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can explore the park at your own pace or join one of our guided tours at 11:30 a.m. or 2:30 p.m. The tour takes approximately 90 minutes. We guarantee that you will see lots of kiwis and you can go very close to them. We also organise nighttime kiwi watching tours from 8:50 p.m. daily. It's 45 minutes long and the guide takes no more than 15 visitors at a time. I believe they are more interesting than the daytime tours since the kiwi is more active at night. You can finish your day with Koh Tane, which is a fantastic evening program in Willowbank Wildlife Park. You will listen to Maori songs and watch Maori dancers wearing their national costumes. This experience will leave you more knowledgeable, moved, and laughing. It takes 20 minutes from your hotel to get there, and if 10 people book, we'll arrange a free minibus ride there. There's one very important thing. You can't buy tickets at the entrance of the park. You have to book at least 2 days in advance by email or phone. Now the prices. An adult ticket costs $27. A ticket for seniors and students is $24. For children between 5 and 14, $10. And it is free for children under 5. If you book through me, you will get a 15% discount. If you need more information, you can find me in the hotel lobby at dinner time. Thank you for your attention and enjoy your holiday in Christchurch.
Now, listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Hello and welcome to Crown Plaza Hotel. You are from Central Europe, aren't you? We are very happy to have you here in Christchurch, New Zealand. My name is Brian Hill from Willowbank Wildlife Reserve. On my right is Mick Jones, who is a trek guide, and on my left is David Andrews from Christchurch Tourist Information Centre. Did you know that Christchurch is the biggest city on the South Island? We have more people here than the capital, Wellington. Auckland, on the North Island, which is the only city in the country with more than 1 million inhabitants, is of course bigger. Let me give you some information about Willowbank Wildlife Park. The park has three different areas for animals. First, you walk through the area called Wild New Zealand, with animals such as deer and kangaroos that were brought from abroad. Then you wander through Heritage New Zealand, where there are domestic animals like pigs, goats, and sheep. They were also originally brought in from other countries. The final part of your journey will take you through Natural New Zealand, where you can see some of the species that make up our totally unique native wildlife, our flora, and our culture. For example, the kea, the world's only alpine parrot. Your guide will carry honey which attracts them, and they may even sit on your shoulder. And the tuatara, a living dinosaur which hasn't changed for 220 million years. Or the blue duck, whose Maori name is Wiu, after the strange call of the male bird. The Wildlife Reserve is open from 9:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can explore the park at your own pace or join one of our guided tours at 11:30 a.m. or 2:30 p.m. The tour takes approximately 90 minutes. We guarantee that you will see lots of kiwis and you can go very close to them. We also organise nighttime kiwi watching tours from 8:50 p.m. daily. It's 45 minutes long and the guide takes no more than 15 visitors at a time. I believe they are more interesting than the daytime tours since the kiwi is more active at night. You can finish your day with Koh Tane, which is a fantastic evening program in Willowbank Wildlife Park. You will listen to Maori songs and watch Maori dancers wearing their national costumes. This experience will leave you more knowledgeable, moved, and laughing. It takes 20 minutes from your hotel to get there, and if 10 people book, we'll arrange a free minibus ride there. There's one very important thing. You can't buy tickets at the entrance of the park. You have to book at least 2 days in advance by email or phone. Now the prices. An adult ticket costs $27. A ticket for seniors and students is $24. For children between 5 and 14, $10. And it is free for children under 5. If you book through me, you will get a 15% discount. If you need more information, you can find me in the hotel lobby at dinner time. Thank you for your attention and enjoy your holiday in Christchurch.
That is the end of Task 3, and also the end of the listening exam.